From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's the kind of storm the Midwest hasn't seen in years. Unusually strong winds and heavy downpours for this time of year. Forecasters have compared the storm's pressure level to that of a Category 3 hurricane. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keefe is in the thick of it.
The storm ripped through Chicago during the morning rush, snarling traffic, knocking out power to thousands of homes, and spurring more than 300 flight cancellations at O'Hare Airport. The National Weather Service says it's investigating at least two possible tornado touchdowns, and two children received minor injuries when high winds tore the roof off of a house about 40 miles south of Chicago. But Weather Service forecaster David Beechler says the storm isn't the last of it.
Behind it, winds really crank up, and we've got high wind warnings through this evening, and we're anticipating that wind gusts could exceed 55, possibly close to 60 miles an hour in some locations.
The observation deck at Chicago's iconic Willis Tower is closed today due to high winds. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
Haitian police push back a crowd outside a warehouse in Petite Riviere where people are desperate to get hold of basic supplies, facing an apparent cholera outbreak that has killed at least 259 people. NPR's Chris Joyce reports Haitian medical authorities are focusing on containing the spread of the disease.
Medical teams from the World Health Organization are stocking medicine and antibiotics at a warehouse near Port-au-Prince, along with supplies of intravenous fluids for severe cases of cholera. Brazil, meanwhile, is providing powdered chlorine for water supplies in the crowded tent camps that house hundreds of thousands of people left homeless by the January earthquake. People in the capital city are aware of the epidemic and worried about the possible spread of cholera from the north. Pickup trucks with loudspeakers are traveling the streets broadcasting advice on good sanitation practices and advising frequent hand washing and keeping water supplies clean. Christopher Joyce, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Consumer confidence in the U.S. rose only slightly last month. More from NPR's John Itzstein.
The Conference Board, a private research group, says its index of consumer confidence rose about a point and a half to 50.2. That's far below the level associated with a healthy economy, which would require a reading of about 90. The index measures how people feel about business conditions and the job market. With the unemployment rate at 9.6%, Americans are not optimistic about job prospects. While the Consumer Confidence Index has recovered significantly from its record low of 25.3 in February of 2009, it's been unable to move out of its current range during the past year. The dim view of economic prospects is a big worry for retailers as the calendar moves into the holiday shopping season. John Itzstein, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's up 5 points. This is NPR. Republican Senate candidate Carly Fiorina of California is in the hospital being treated for an infection associated with post-breast cancer reconstructive surgery. The announcement comes 1 week before midterm elections, where Fiorina is up against Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer. French protests against reforms to the pension system appear to be losing steam. Anita Elash reports that workers are ending blockades at oil refineries and fuel depots and that trade unions say they plan to change tactics.
Protests are continuing even as the French parliament plans to take a final vote on pension reform Wednesday. But the mass movement that started 10 days ago is dying down. Workers have voted to lift blockades at three of the country's 12 oil refineries. All fuel depots are also open. Major ports are still closed, and crude oil waiting to be delivered can't get in, so fuel shortages will likely continue for several days. Meanwhile, students are protesting on campuses across France. Another national workers' protest is planned for Thursday. But trade unions say they recognize they have to change tactics. They say they'll concentrate on reforms that would create jobs for students and older workers. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Casualty figures are rising from a quake-generated tsunami yesterday and a volcanic eruption today in Indonesia. More than 100 people have died since a 10-foot wave swept away scores of homes on Sumatra. And an evacuation is in effect near Mount Merapi, where lava and ash have sent thousands of villagers on the run. Authorities say at least 12 people have died. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.